Okay. In Colorado, we have approximately 71,000 individuals who are dually eligible for both Medicaid and Medicare. And those individuals actually represent 13% of our total Medicaid population. And those dual eligible individuals who are receiving Medicaid benefits account for 43% of our Medicaid budget. That is about $1.1 billion. So it is quite a large expenditure for a relatively small percentage of the population. Now, that being said, these are very high need individuals. 60% of the individuals who are dual eligible are elderly, and 40% are actually individuals with some sort of a disability. So they have high needs, and we want to make sure we're serving them appropriately. Now, as I said, they're high need. 60% of those individuals actually have multiple chronic physical conditions, and 20% have more than one mental or cognitive condition. So they're very high need individuals. We want to make sure that we're coordinating care for them, making sure they get all the services they need to deal with these intense physical and behavioral health conditions that they have.
I'm aware that some states have started to design models for this Medicare, Medicaid integration. Which state would Colorado be modeling its design after and why?
Now, there are some states that are doing an excellent job in terms of redesigning their delivery system with a focus on accountable care organizations and health homes. And I'd say two of the leading states in the country are really North Carolina and Vermont. Now, they might not specifically be doing something around the dual eligible, but their work around coordinating care is so significant that that is really what we're modeling ourselves after.
In what way?
So Vermont has something called the Blueprint for Health, and they have a very strong system that they've designed that's very integrated and systematic and has community health care coordinators who are very effective and work across different insurance products as well. So that's one example. In North Carolina, their model is built on a very strong medical home model. And so that's something that we've built into our ACC for that very reason, based on North Carolina's success.
What are the greatest challenges that you foresee in creating this redesign with Medicare and Medicaid?
I'd say some of the greatest challenges are making sure that we leverage the infrastructures that we've already built and that they're seamless connections. So, as I mentioned earlier, the idea that we do have a good PACE program in Colorado, we do have Medicare special needs plans, but yet there are many people who are still in that uncoordinated fee-for-service system. We need to make sure that we're tying those things together and leveraging them appropriately. So that's one challenge. I think making sure we have an adequate provider network. Ideally, providers would take both Medicaid and Medicare so that they can do a better job of coordinating care for their patients.